Good evening and welcome to tonight's edition of the KXCV KRNW Bearcat Coaches Show. We're broadcasting live from Carson Sports Grill in downtown Maryville. I'm John Coffey alongside Matt Gorder, and we also have Ryan Elliott handing out some entry slips for some giveaways that we got throughout the evening here at Carson's in downtown Maryville. Good show on hand for tonight. We'll be talking with the head coach of the Northwest Missouri State women's basketball team, Buck Shiel, along with men's head coach Ben McCullum. Then a couple of players off of their teams on the women's side, Terrence Schull, and for the men, Devontae Mosby will be joining us. And we'll also talk football with running back Phil Jackson on the program, as they've got a pretty big game coming up this weekend as well. And Matt Gorder, again, it was pretty good past week or so for Bearcat Athletics.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, you talk about a playoff win to get things started off, get the Bearcats back into the national semifinals, an opportunity for them to get back to the national championship game, keep a winning streak alive, try to get back-to-back national championships again. That was a great way to kind of get things started off last week. We saw rivalry basketball earlier this week, and then we get an opportunity to see more football, obviously, again this weekend, and then basketball on Sunday as well. So it's great, you know, and you even look at the track and field team. They get a chance to get started this weekend as well, heading out to Kearney, Nebraska, and thankfully, it is indoor season with the way the temperatures have turned, but it's definitely still a busy time of year.
Tell you what, when you look at the track and field team, they've got some athletes that have really been training since last June to get ready, and they're ready to do something, I think.
Yeah, you talk about a long preseason, and, you know, with track and field, a lot of those athletes are training year-round, I mean, which many athletes are in different sports, but sometimes it's a little easier with track being an individualized sport to work on your sport, and you know, they don't get necessarily as many competitions, and you're exactly right. Outside of the cross-country runners that have been competing in the fall, everybody else is kind of itching at an opportunity to have some sort of competition, so they'll get that this weekend in Kearney.
When you talk about that football game that went over Harding, defensively, what an effort out of that team. They just shut down that triple option just completely.
Yeah, you know, I know there were a lot of fans that talked to me last week before the game, nervous about the triple option. It is a tough thing to defend. Obviously, that's why Harding was so high up in the nation, tops in the nation in running the ball. But I just haven't seen a Rich Wright defense struggle with the triple option. You know, we saw it from Harding the first time around. We saw it from Missouri Southern there for a few years. Obviously, they didn't run it quite as well as Harding does. We saw a little bit of that even earlier this season with Emporia State kind of throwing some triple option at Northwest. And they adjusted very quickly on field to that situation. So I don't think it was a big surprise. You had guys just flying to the football. The defensive line did their job. They took care of between the tackles. They made sure that that dive back wasn't going to get any yardage. That allowed the guys at the second level, the linebackers, to just absolutely fly to the football, get to the outside. I mean, it seemed like number 43 was coming out of nowhere all afternoon long. Jacob Volstead showing his speed, his ability to get to the outside. And, you know, a few series into it, Harding had to kind of been thinking, what do we do? You know, because they run so many variations of the triple option, you know, and they do some misdirection with it. It's not just a simple triple option, and Northwest had every bit of that covered on Saturday.
And when they tried to pass the ball, I think maybe three occasions all afternoon, it was very obvious why they don't pass very much.
Well, they completed two of the three passes, but just not to their own team. So, yeah, you're exactly right. And, you know, we've heard the coaching staff always talk about trying to get teams force them into one-dimensional situations where they can predict what's going to happen. You know, we know they're going to run on this play, or we know they're going to pass on this play. Well, Harding had kind of already taken care of that right at the start of the ball game. They knew they were going to run, and I always kind of was joking in my head every time we saw the Harding offense look over to the sideline, you know, like players do to get the play call, and I'm like, all they got to do is point left and right which direction they're gonna run it. There aren't too many variations or too many different things you can do, and Northwest was all over it.
Big day offensively for Simon Mathiesen, five field goals, and you have to hand it to Harding's defense. They really made things tough for Northwest to get into the end zone. Of course, they got three scores in, but it could have been a much different game had they not shut down Northwest as much as they did.
Yeah, they made some good stands inside the 10-yard line, you know, and I think to get this deep in the playoffs, you have to have a good defense. That's the old adage, defense wins championships. I'm a believer in that, really, no matter what the sport is. And Harding had a good, solid defense, but they also had to go up against Northwest's offense a lot because their offense just wasn't staying on the field that much. Harding's defense was on the field for so long that, you know, they made some good stands, but eventually they wore down against that offense.
Up next, Ferris State. That'll be a fun matchup on Saturday in the semifinals, the first meeting between these two teams.
Yeah, it's kind of neat. Both semifinal games are first-ever meetings between the schools. And, you know, that's what's kind of fun about the playoffs, especially in the situation Northwest and the rest of the MIAA is in now, being an all-conference schedule, and you're seeing the same teams in the regular season every year, getting a chance to see new teams, you know, even with Harding being just a second meeting between the two schools. It's kind of cool to have that opportunity, and, you know, we thought we'd see, last week you knew that there was a chance you'd see a team out of one of the Rapids from Michigan, either Grand Rapids or Big Rapids. We got the Big Rapids team, but, you know, Ferris is a very confident team. Last week's win was the first time they've won on the road in the playoffs. It's just their second trip to the semifinals. But, you know, for the guys that are playing in the game, it really doesn't matter the history. You know, those guys are in the moment. They're living in the moment. They're playing in the moment. You know, you look at the extensive history that Northwest has in the playoffs, and while the experience last year obviously is going to help the team, the history over the last decade, 15 years, whatever you want to look at, doesn't matter when it comes down to Saturday. So that's why you're seeing this Ferris State team come in with some confidence, because they know they're playing good football right now. They're deep in the playoffs, but they still have to play at Bearcat Stadium.
And that'll be a fun one, I think.
Absolutely. It's going to be a blast. It sounds like there's a huge number of fans coming down from Ferris State, and that will just make it that much more entertaining, having a big, loud Bearcat Stadium Saturday.
And it'll be a 2:30 kickoff. We'll have the broadcast beginning at 1:30 with Bearcat Game Day. Reminder, too, the support for the KXCV, KRNW Bearcat Coaches Show comes from the Student Body Screen Printing and Embroidery, now located near the Northwest Campus at the corner of 4th and Fillmore in Maryville. Student Body provides Bearcat fanware, custom screen printing and embroidery for teams, clubs, and businesses throughout the Bearcat Nation. And support also comes from Carson Sports Grill, located on the Maryville Square and open for lunch and dinner, and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. More at 660-582-2699. Again, we've got a good program tonight. We'll be talking basketball first off, and up first will be a Northwest women's head basketball coach, Buck Shield. We'll talk about the women's program and men's program a little bit later as well, as our KXCV, KRNW Bearcat Coaches Show continues right after this timeout from Carson Sports Grill in downtown Maryville.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the Nottoway Valley Bank. With 8 locations, NVB has been serving generations of Northwest Missouri families for almost a century and a half. The right bank is right at your fingertips at nvb.com.
Support for today's broadcast comes from Oak Point Assisted Living and Memory Care in Maryville. Oak Point offers private apartments and other services for seniors. More at 660-562-2799 or at oakpointmaryville.com.
Bearcat Radio broadcasts are brought to you by Championship Motors in Maryville across from Walmart. Chad Peterson, Jesse, Maggie Wilson, and Chad Townsend offer a variety of pre-owned cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs. More at championshipmotorsllc.com or at 582-8800.
Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Northwest Audiovisual, providing residential, commercial, and auto customers with sales, design, service, and installation of home theater and car audio systems. More at 660-853-2319.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Shelter Insurance, providing coverage for auto, home, life, and business, 24 hours claims assistance, and insurance reviews. More info is available from shelter agents Dave Weigel of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, Jody Nelson of Savannah, and Larry Olinger of Mound City.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Carson's Sports Grill, located on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch or dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. Find more at 660-582-2699.
And we're back at Carson's in downtown Maryville on the Bearcat Coaches Show on KXCV KRNW. And before we start talking women's basketball, we've got the first of our giveaways this evening. Again, anytime you join us at Carson's, there are gift certificates or prizes from the student body. And tonight we've got some gift cards from the student body. And our first one is going to Lauren Swenson. So, Lauren, if you want to visit us just to the left here, there's a gift card, or Ryan, you could probably deliver over there as well. So, Lauren, our first winner tonight of a gift card from the student body in downtown Maryville. And now we talk Northwest women's basketball. Joining us is the head coach of the program, Buck Scheel. And, Buck, you guys had the rivalry game earlier this week against Missouri Western. I know result-wise you were hoping for better, but that was a good Western basketball team. And I know one of the things you had talked about is you guys were preparing for a real physical battle, and they came out and gave you exactly that.
Yeah, that's exactly what happened, especially right from the start. I feel we didn't really respond right from the get-go, and that kind of affected us throughout the rest of the game. You can only, you know, emulate that so much in practice leading up to that game and talk about it so much, and until it really happens, until you're in the thick of things, you don't really quite know what that's like. And I really felt that that just kind of put us back on our heels from the start, and then we were, you know, just fighting an uphill battle after that.
Touch on that a little bit. When you talk about trying to emulate the other team as you prepare, obviously the other team does what they do day in and day out, very well versed at it, and you have players that are trying to learn it in a short period of time and then do it as best as possible in practice. But how important is it for those players to learn that quick and kind of give you a good look, I guess, as you prepare?
Well, it's, you know, like I said, it's tough to emulate that, but you have to just really make them kind of be over aggressive with things, with just being, you know, very physical on cuts and screens and physical with hands on drives and things like that, just to try to, you know, we tried to make them uncomfortable as much in practice as possible. And, you know, sometimes officiating, you never know how it's going to be called, whether it's going to be called tight or they're going to let you play a little bit, and so you can't really predetermine exactly what's going to happen. So, you know, you just got to try to do your best, and at the end of the day, you have to be able to make those in-game adjustments and know whether or not you need to be either more aggressive or a little bit less aggressive depending on how things are being called.
And it seems like, too, even when you look beyond Missouri Western, the MIAA seems to be a conference that not every team's necessarily aggressive, but there's a lot of big, strong players, a lot of physical play throughout the conference.
There is, you know, and you really have to you have to be ready every night. And, you know, some nights it can be real physical. Sometimes it can be real touchy. And so the biggest thing is just to try to be very aggressive, because I would rather have to try to, you know, get our girls to back off a little bit than really keep trying to push them to, you know, push the envelope and things like that. And I really felt, you know, Tuesday, once we started to, you know, get a little bit more aggressive defensively, being a little bit more physical, and then offensively being able to handle their pressure, once that picked up, we were okay. But, you know, it was we had to fight to get to that point where it was just, you know, a lot of hard work just to try to sustain it.
You were mentioning, you know, players figuring out and then trying to adjust to officiating. Every game is going to be called different. A lot of the calls that come in the game of basketball are judgment calls, so it is going to be different. One thing that it seems like with your team and Coach Mack's teams that we see very little of, that we see from so many other teams, is players complaining to officials, making that "what me" type of face. And I know it happens sometimes, but are they kind of maybe using that time? Should they be using that time instead of complaining to think, okay, I did this, it got called, let's make sure to make that adjustment?
Yeah, no, that's probably the best way to do, because once that call is made, it's not going to change. And so you just kind of have to deal with it and understand that it's probably going to be, you know, called like that the rest of the game in those types of situations. And, you know, that's the one thing I tell the girls, don't worry about the officials. Let me worry about the officials. Don't try to do as best you can to not let it affect how you are and how you play out there on the floor. And, you know, sometimes you can get a few calls swayed your way. Sometimes you can't, you know. So you kind of have to walk that fine line to make sure that you're not, you know, getting on the bad side of an official, and maybe they let a few things go that they probably should be calling and stuff. Because, you know, at the end of the day, that happens. And so sometimes you just got to let your players take care of it out there on the floor and let that speak for itself.
You guys started off the season with the 5 straight wins. We've seen 4 straight losses. But in terms of having 2 streaks like that early in the season, there's a lot of basketball to be played. It probably feels like you've played more basketball just because you usually don't hit 2 longer streaks like that this quick in the season.
Yeah, you know, right now there's been, you know, a lot of highs and a lot of lows just in these first 9 games. And, excuse me, And so I think the biggest thing right now is just kind of building back up to that point in, you know, trying to get that win again, trying to get back on track again. And you know, I really felt going into, you know, Tuesday's game, I knew it was going to be a battle, but I felt good about where we were. Things didn't go our way, but now looking at Sunday's game with our matchup against Central Missouri, you know, they're a young team just like we are. They start two freshmen, a sophomore, a senior, and a junior. And so it's very similar as far as their experience and their depth and things like that. And so, you know, I feel like it could be a pretty evenly matched game just as far as experience. And, you know, that's the one thing with them, you know, their last game was when they went in and beat Missouri Western at Missouri Western this last Saturday. And they did that by just going in and being physical and being scrappy and really making them work for a lot of things. So I'd expect them to probably come in with that same mindset against us.
When you talk about preparing for a team and how Central played physical against, kind of matched their physicality, as a coach, and I know every coach is going to be different, would you rather try to get that team out of their game and what they usually do, or would you rather try to kind of play their game, mash that, or does it vary based upon the opponent?
You kind of have to vary it on the opponent and what they're doing. You know, how they're guarding things defensively and really what they're trying to do on offense, things like that. And that's the thing with Central is they're not really any type of patterned offense, what they're trying to do. It's kind of a pass screen away, pass double away motion type stuff where they're gonna read and react off of what you do and how you guard it, how you guard certain situations. And so the biggest thing for us, I think, is just gonna be understanding personnel, understanding their shooters and what they're really looking for and trying to do, and just try to keep them out of rhythm and try to keep them from getting comfortable.
Are there more teams, or does it just feel that way, that are running those motion style of offenses where there may not necessarily be a set pattern that you can pick out, that they're playing off of what they're seeing from the defense?
I'd say it's about half and half. Yeah. You know, you can really pick out their tendencies of what they're trying to do within their certain types of motion and certain sequences and things like that. And, you know, at the end of the day, it comes down to just, you know, getting solid stops defensively, but then being able to, you know, answer things on the offensive end. And that was probably the one area that hurt us the most against Western was offensively, you know, we could never get into a real good flow or sustained good flow. You know, I thought in the half court, for the most part, for how aggressive they are, we were pretty solid, really, you know, had to make them work quite a bit for some buckets. And there were times where we had breakdowns, which is going to happen, but then we weren't able to match those on the offensive end, and you got to be able to do that.
At one point, and early in the game, it felt like this could potentially be a 50-point blowout. But your team stuck with it. They were able to fight back, get a tie there in the first half, or get it to a point where it was tied in the first half. Does that tell you something about your team, that they never let that game get out of hand when really it was in position to be that way?
Oh, no doubt. You know, their fight has always been there. It's just, you know, one thing I talked about with them after the game and, you know, talked about today is you have to be that aggressor right from the start. You know, and it started, you know, just in practice with being aggressive with some of the things that we were doing and not just kind of being casual and going through the motions and doing things, because come game time, if you don't come out as that aggressor, then you're fighting an uphill battle. And we've had games where we have come out and we've been ready to go, we've been aggressive right from the start, and we've obviously had some games where we haven't. And so we have to be the aggressor right from the get-go and try to just set that tone. That way we don't feel like we're in scramble mode trying to make things happen.
I know you and I have talked about this before, but we've seen so many aspects of great play from your team, periods of great play, and we talked about consistency. Is consistency one of the hardest things to attain when you talk about the game in general?
It is, just because, you know, each game in and game out, teams are going to guard you different. They're going to have different personnel. They've got different things that you have to be worrying about on both ends of the floor. And so a lot of that just comes with experience and, you know, being able to make those adjustments, those individual adjustments on your own, and not necessarily having to be, you know, told in a timeout or at a halftime of everything that needs to be done. And, you know, a lot of that just comes through just the experience and then knowing, all right, next game after that. Okay, this, you know, these are the adjustments that we've done before. You know, I can do this again type deal. And so then it just makes things happen that much smoother. And it kind of seems like when we're inconsistent, it's when we're, you know, somewhat second guessing maybe what we're doing as an individual, and sometimes maybe what they're second guessing themselves as a team.
You guys' just Twitter account, that was a cool picture today as you transition into from Western to Central.
Yeah.
One assistant, Heather Howard, and graduate assistant, Kirsten Orton. Of course, Heather for a time at Western and Kirsten for a time at Central, guarding each other, working against each other.
Yeah, that was a cool picture. That was a nice addition, nice email I got from Marshall this morning. He sent a couple different ones, and I thought that one was probably the most appropriate of the pictures that were sent. So, no, that was good. We had a pretty good laugh about that today in our meeting before practice.
And as you transition, talk about the Keys Sunday. Now, of course, again, a reminder, it is a Sunday afternoon matchup, but the Keys for your team against Central on Sunday.
Well, I think for us it's going to be, you know, understanding that, you know, each possession is going to be different with what they do. And we really are going to have to, you know, make sure that we're understanding our matchups and that, we match their runs. And because that's, you know, basketball is all about a game of runs, and make sure when they're making runs that we're matching them. And for us offensively, I think it's just going to be having the trust in what we're doing, in each other, with what, you know, what we're running as far as how they're going to be guarding us. You know, you can try to anticipate what they're going to do in certain situations with the ball screen stuff and different things that we try to do, but at the end of the day, you don't really know until that ball's tipped up and you get through those first few possessions. And so it's going to come down to us being able to execute things offensively and just getting back to, you know, playing with a lot more, I guess, confidence on the offensive end. I kind of feel like we've lacked confidence a little bit in these past few games. And, you know, I thought today we had a great practice this afternoon. And so I was really excited to, you know, walk out of practice knowing that, you know, I felt like we really got some things done and everybody was on the same page. And now hopefully we can carry that into, you know, tomorrow and Saturday and just have no questions in our head about what needs to be done and how we need to play going into Sunday's game.
We're going to talk to one of your players here in just a minute, Taryn Scholl, and just talk about her importance and her role on the team for you this year.
Well, she's had a tremendous impact right from the start. You know, she was in and out quite a bit last year throughout the season, and, you know, this year right through all the way through preseason. And as soon as we started, just had that immediate energy impact. You know, her ability to shoot the ball this year, you know, you could tell that she did a lot throughout the summer as well as took preseason things serious. That I thought this year our girls were, you know, a lot more committed throughout preseason. And to see that pay off once we started practices and then once we get into games with just her confidence that she had in herself out there on the floor, but then also in her teammates. And, you know, you could see it just kind of grow as games have gone on. And even lately when she's been a little bit banged up, as soon as she is out there on the floor, you can see that trust is still there with her teammates. And so it's been a great addition this year for her to fill that, to kind of fill that four spot where Timber left. You know, obviously Timber had, you know, big shoes to fill after leaving, and I feel like Taryn has really stepped into that position with limited experience last year and really making a name for herself this year from the beginning of the season.
All right, Coach. Well, I know you're fighting off a cold. I appreciate you stopping by, and get well for Sunday.
Yes, definitely. Thank you.
That is Buck Scholl, head coach of the Northwest women's basketball team. And as we mentioned a moment ago, we'll talk with one of the players off of his team, Taryn Scholl. We'll do it right when we come back. You're listening to the Bearcat Coaches Show from Carson Sports Grill in downtown Maryville on KXCB KRNW.
Support for the Bearcats comes from U.S. Bank, providing banking services to Northwest students and the community. U.S. Bank is a proud supporter of Bearcat Athletics and Northwest Missouri State University. More on their products, services, and locations is at usbank.com.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by Heinlein Home Furnishings at 1411 South Main in Maryville. supplying living room, dining room, and bedroom furnishings for the home, as well as mattresses and flooring. More information is available at HeinleinHomeFurnishings.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Walker Body Shop and Towing at 420 North Market Street in Maryville. Celebrating more than 50 years in business, Walker's provides complete collision repair and 24-hour towing for cars and trucks. More at 660-582-3104. Today's broadcast is brought to you by Younger Auction Company. Auctioneer Mark Younger and his team simulcast online live auctions in all states. Younger Auction Company specializes in real estate, farm equipment, collectibles, and antiques. More at YoungerAuction.com.
Support for KXCV KRNW comes from Maryville Glass and Lock. Greg Fisher and his team offer installation and service of overhead doors from Rainer and LiftMaster operators. More at 660-582-3131, in-store at 5th and Buchanan, or at MarryvilleGlassAndLock.com.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Carson's Sports Grill, located on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch or dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. Find more at 660-582-2699.
And we're back at Carson's in downtown Maryville on the Bearcat Coaches Show on KXCV KRNW. We're going to continue talking basketball here in a moment, but we have another gift card to give away from the student body here in downtown Maryville. And this one going to Angie Walters. So, Angie, you are the recipient of the gift card, and there she is. Look at that. Ryan's on delivery duty tonight. I like it. So, again, talking Northwest Missouri State women's basketball, and joining us is junior forward Taryn Scholl. And, Taryn, it's been through the first nine games of the season. It really looks like you guys as a team, there's just a confidence level about the team in general that I maybe started coming along late last year, but is at an even higher level. Are you guys feeling that as a team as well?
Yeah, I would have to agree with that. Over the summer, you know, we did a lot of stuff together, and as a team, we're really competitive. So we really push each other and hold each other accountable, and so we have that trust because we know that, you know, that we're going to push each other. And so it's there, and we feel it when we're out on the court.
Sometimes summer workouts, off-season workouts and stuff like that can be tough because you're a ways away from the season and competition and stuff like that. You talk about the competition among the team. Did that make it a little bit easier to get through those that work?
Yeah, I'd have to say so. You know, we do play a lot against each other over the summer, so it does get kind of boring. And so we just have to remind ourselves that this is all for something and just look forward to the season.
What do you think so far this year has been the favorite part about the team aspect? You know, I know you guys are on a little bit of a losing streak, but you won just as many games already this year as you had last year. What's been the best part about this season so far as you look forward to the rest of the season?
I think it's the trust that we have with each other. That helps a lot, and it's fun. We go to practice, and we enjoy it. We enjoy each other, and we can have those laughs, and getting those wins obviously helps, but, you know, the losing streak. But I think that knowing that we've gotten those wins, it shows that we can do it. And so we just enjoy playing with each other.
The coach was mentioning a minute ago how the position you filled was a position taken by or had been held by Timber Schekinger, and she had played so much great basketball. When you step into big shoes like that as a player, is that something you think about, you try to keep out of your mind, you just go out and play? How do you handle that?
I mean, I did think about it, you know, beginning of the season, a little bit in summer, but I just go out and play and just don't really want to think about it because I know that there's other girls that, you know, that also have to fill those roles that were gone. And so it's not all just me, even though Timber was a really big scorer, you know, she had all that. But I just try to go out there and just play.
Do you feel like it seems this year you've got a good inside-outside presence from the team? You've got multiple weapons out on the perimeter. We've seen Tanya have some big games inside. Carly's coming along inside as well. How nice is that to have several different options, I guess, in a game?
It really spreads out the defense, so they have to worry about the shooters on the outside, and also if we get into Tanya, that they can't collapse in on her as much because she'll kick it out and we'll hit a three. So that makes it easier. You know, on the offense, it gives us more options, easier way to score.
Now, you started your career at St. Bonaventure. I'd ask you know, what got you looking at Northwest, but that might be a little bit obvious, at least starting anyway, with your sister Taylor having been on the team. But what is it about Northwest? I mean, she alerted you to it, but what is it about Northwest that got you wanting to play basketball here?
You know, I honestly have never heard of Northwest before her, but when she got here and she just told me all these things about how she just loved it here and that it was like a family, and she just felt connected, and I wanted to be a part of that also. So I think that just helped a lot.
It seems like all across the sports there's a lot of talk about the family feel here at Northwest, and how important that is, having been at a different school. Because I know all schools want to try to say, you know, we've got a family atmosphere. Mm-hmm. You feel a part of the team. But is it just at a different level here than, say, your previous school?
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't say that St. Bonaventure didn't have that family feel, but it's definitely at a higher level here.
And when you talk about being on campus, being in the community, things like that, what's that like? You know, it is a smaller community. Getting the opportunity to, you know, hear from fans, sit amongst fans, hear about the games, things like that. What's that been like for you?
I love it. We have a great fan base from the community, and, you know, they love coming out and supporting us. Like, I'll go to Hy-Vee and eat breakfast. You know, people will come up to me and say things. And so having that is, like, really reassuring as a player. Just know that there's people out there that care and watch and they pay attention to what we do.
All right. Well, Taryn, thanks for stopping by. Good luck Sunday against Central.
Thank you.
That is Taryn Scholl, again, a junior for Northwest Missouri State's women's basketball team. And don't forget, basketball is on Sunday. They have moved it from the Saturday game times to Sunday afternoon. And part of the reason for that, well, the reason for that is football. And we're going to talk a little football when we come back. Phil Jackson will join us here on the Bearcat Coaches Show when we come back to Carson's in downtown Maryville on KXCV KRNW.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Shelter Insurance, providing coverage for auto, home, life, and business, 24 hours claims assistance, and insurance reviews. More info is available from Shelter agents Dave Weigel of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, Jody Nelson of Savannah, and Larry Olinger of Mound City.
Support for today's game comes from Tri-State Ford Lincoln on South Main in Maryville. Tri-State offers the region a selection of new Ford and Lincoln automobiles as well as pre-owned vehicles. More at gotristate.com or at 660-582-3677.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from the Student Body Screen Printing and Embroidery, located on 4th Street in Maryville. The Student Body provides Bearcat fanware as well as custom screen printing and embroidery for teams, clubs, and businesses throughout the Bearcat Nation.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Nottoway Valley Bank, with online banking, including remote deposit using your mobile device. Right Bank is right at your fingertips, or at nvb.com, or at any of their 8 locations.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network is provided by the Monks of Conception Abbey, praising God and serving the Northwest community since 1873 through ministries such as the Abbey Guest Center, Conception Seminary College, and the Prairie House. More at conceptionabbey.org.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Carson's Sports Grill, located on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch or dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. Find more at 660-582-2699.
Welcome back to the KXCV KRNW Bearcat Coaches Show. Again, we're broadcasting live from Carson Sports Grill in downtown Maryville. Before we talk with Bearcat running back Phil Jackson, we have another giveaway here. It's Bill Baldwin as a winner. So we got Bill right over here, and to have to disrupt Ryan's meal just briefly here and have him go over and hand this out. So, again, that's taken care of. Bill Baldwin, their winner during this segment. And as I mentioned a little bit earlier, talking with Bearcat running back Phil Jackson. As Phil, you got a pretty big game coming up this Saturday, it looks like.
Yeah. Ferris State's a good team. Kind of excited for it.
Yeah. And before we talk a little bit about the matchup with Ferris State, let's just go back to last Saturday. Went against a very good Harding team. And obviously, when you look at that game, the thing that stands out, what your friends on the other sideline, the defensive team, really did to shut down the Harding running game there.
Yeah.
Well, what do you think watching the job that they did on the Harding?
Wasn't surprised at all the way they practiced all week. I think they did 3 days of full pads. So, you know, to be able to do that and then, you know, get another day off and then go out there and perform on Saturday, I wasn't surprised at all. I mean, they're just so good at stopping the run. It's kind of hard to try and, you know, I know Harding's a very good running team. But our defense is, you know, just so big up front, and they got those linebackers. If you get past that level, it just stops the run. It's pretty tough.
From an offensive standpoint, knowing that the defense is going to go out there and have that type of effort, most likely have that type of performance against a team like Harding, what does that do for you guys, knowing that the other team's going to have a little tough time getting on the scoreboard?
It makes it easy for us. You know, we're not trying to play and not make mistakes. We're just going out there and playing, knowing that our defense has our back just in case anything happens. Say, you know, we green zone it or something like that, and we give them the ball on the 10-yard line. It's like, well, we know they can still get the stop, so we're not thinking about that type of stuff throughout the game, so we can play aggressive on offense.
When you look at what you did against Harding on the offensive side there, it seemed like the game plan was to try to get outside an awful lot against Harding.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they had good guys up front. Their linebackers were really good at stopping the run down the middle. Don't think they were as good as running side to side. I mean, they made some plays, though. You know, kind of surprised us out there if we were trying to get. But, you know, our game plan was to get outside on them just because we saw that we had an advantage there.
And it seemed like Harding really cracked down on things, too, the closer he got into the red zone.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, they did a good job stopping us. We had 5 field goals, and, you know, congrats to Simon on that. We obviously would like to have touchdowns there. But, I mean, that's why he's there, you know, as that backup for us to be able to still get points on the board.
Kind of nice to have a guy that's almost automatic back there.
Yeah, it really is. We almost take it for granted. You know, you just go out there knowing he's going to make it.
And now as we look ahead toward a Ferris State, and, again, it's another team like Harding you don't see very often. Obviously, Harding one other time back in mm-hmm. 2012. But this first meeting with Ferris State, how much fun is it to face a team you haven't seen before?
It's awesome. I think everybody loves it, you know. We went to the MIAA schedule for the regular season. We haven't had a non-conference game in a few years, so it's just nice to see somebody that we haven't seen before and be able to watch a different film and play somebody that we haven't seen.
When you look at Ferris, it looks like they've got some size out there. Just looking at their depth charts, they've got some guys that have some weight, but also some tall guys out there on that one.
Yeah, no, I mean, they're a really good defense. I haven't really seen much of the offense just because I've been focusing on the defensive side, but they're big up front. I think their smallest D lineman is an end, and he's still over 250. So, you know, but we just got to be able to get movement on those guys and run the ball and get our pass game going in the cold. And if we do that, I think we'll be just fine.
And we talk about the cold, but the running game really takes on added importance when it starts. You know, the temperature's getting down like we've had this week.
Yeah. I mean, being here 5 years, you kind of start to notice as the games get colder, you start running the ball a little bit more just because it's hard for the quarterbacks to throw the ball with cold hands, and the ball's really hard. It's hard to catch it. So you got to really rely on that running game. And we did a good job of that last year, so we got to just do it again.
And practice, I guess, this week will kind of get you geared up. I don't think it's supposed to be quite as cold as what we had the last couple of days on Saturday, but I imagine that will help you a little bit as far as
Was pretty cold all week, so I think when we get out there on Saturday, we're going to expect it to be cold, and we get out there and it's like, hey, this is not bad. I think we can play in this. So.
And one difference this year with the way the regions come out here, right, facing Ferris State, a team coming from Michigan, the cold's not going to bother them.
Yeah, no. AD's been talking about that all week. He's like, you know, these aren't guys from the South. The cold's not going to bother him at all. So you don't think that, you know, just because you guys have been practicing in the cold, they've probably been practicing in colder weather, honestly. So whether they have an indoor or not. So
now, going into this matchup, you definitely know that this is going to be your last game at Bearcat Stadium. Hopefully a win and another game after that down in Kansas City. But what's it mean to you as you look at this matchup coming through this program, knowing this is the last time we're going to take the field at Bearcat Stadium?
I just feel blessed. It's just, you know, I've had a pretty good run here, and just us seniors, we've had a lot of fun this year, and we've tried to make the most of it, and I think we have. And just to be able to play one more time at Bearcat Stadium, you know, we got to thank the young guys for giving us that opportunity because they've been playing well all year. So I think it'll be really fun.
It really seems when you look at you guys practice and just being around you that you guys enjoy the moment but also are focused on what the overall goal is here.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I mean, I think that's one of our big models is staying in the moment but still understanding what you have to do in the future and understanding that you're building for the future. So, you know, the stuff we do in the summer, we're understanding that we're doing that for the season. But during that summer work, you know, we're focused on getting better.
And we definitely hope that there's two more games in your career left here. But after football's over with now, what's the future hold for you, Phil?
Looking to be a financial representative. So I'll start that actually right when I'm done. Like literally that Monday. I didn't really see taking a break as something that I wanted to do because I didn't want to just go home and sit on the couch and just kind of try and figure it out. So that's why I tried to get everything set up.
I understand you already been hired and everything's ready to go there.
Yep, everything's ready to go. So I'm looking forward to it.
Where are you going to work at?
Northwestern Mutual down in KC.
All right, well, good deal.
So I'll be right down the road, come back and visit maybe a couple of times.
You still follow the Bearcats pretty easy. All right, well, Phil, thanks a lot for being with us. And, again, it's been great having you as part of the Bearcat football program, and we hope to see you out there two more games.
So. Appreciate it. Thank you.
All right, Phil Jackson. Dan Bearcat running back with us on the KXCV KRW Bearcat Coaches Show. When we come back, we will turn our attention to men's basketball and be joined by the coach of the Bearcat men's basketball team, Ben McCollum. That's coming up right after this timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network and KXCV KRW.
Support for today's game comes from SSM Health Medical Group and St. Francis Hospital in Maryville. SSM offers 10 locations and 46 primary care and specialty providers throughout the Bearcat Nation. More at SSMHealthSt.Francis.com.
Today's game is underwritten by the Northwest Foundation, providing support for the Northwest Alumni Association and the university's funding needs since 1971. More information is available on Facebook or online at nwmissouri.edu/alumni.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Bomley Auto Sales. Bearcat alumnus Joe Bomley has been providing late model program vehicles and pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs to the area since 1983. More at BomleyAuto.com or on the lot at 5 Mile Corner south of Maryville.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Rapid Elite in downtown Maryville, providing printing, copying, and other services such as folding, stapling, binding, and laminating, as well as supplying ink and toner. Rapid Elite also provides UPS and FedEx shipping services. More information at 562-4657.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by Younger Auction Company. Auctioneer Mark Younger and his team simulcast online live auctions in all states. Younger Auction Company specializes in real estate, farm equipment, collectibles, and antiques. More at YoungerAuction.com.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Carson's Sports Grill, located on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch or dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. Find more at 660-582-2699.
Welcome back to the KXCV KRNW Bearcat Coaches Show. Time now to turn our attention to men's basketball, as we have with us the coach of the Bearcat men's basketball team, Ben McCollum. And Ben, that team coming off another win, undefeated on the season with the victory over Missouri Western this past Tuesday.
Yeah, it's always good. You know, when I got this job, I think a lot of people in the town of Maryville said, you'll keep your job as long as you win one or two games each year, depending upon how many times you play them. And if you beat the team from down the road, you know, you're gonna have a successful season, essentially. So as long as you go 2-25, I think the town's happy. So it was good. You know, we got that out of the way. I can keep my job for another year, and everybody in Maryville's happy, right?
All right, well, the season's over then, right?
There you go. Yeah, shut her down.
All right, let's talk about that game just a little bit. Jumped out to the early lead there, and again, one of those games where you never allowed Missouri Western or your opponent to get back in the ballgame.
I thought our kids came out and played a lot better than they did against Central Oklahoma to start. I thought we competed defensively. You know, we made it difficult on them. And so some of the shots that they hit were difficult shots, whereas we were getting layups, we were getting driving kick threes, we were getting high percentage shots. You know, I think the game was a lot more distant than the score even indicated. And I think we won by 20, 25, somewhere in that range. And I thought our kids just dominated from the start. You know, that second half is always tough when you're up that much, because the other team essentially has no care anymore. They just shoot it, you know, and it doesn't matter if they make or miss it. They just kind of shoot it. And so when you play free like that, it allows you to make shots you typically wouldn't make. And that's what went on that second half, where they made a little run at us. But we handled it fine, and we're able to come away with a win.
Now, one player that you talked about during the postgame Tuesday night, and a player that stats might not show up very big in the box score, but came out and got some good minutes and did a lot for you, is Grant Graham.
Yeah, Teddy Graham, we call him. He was excellent. He defensively, we were sitting there. Connor was as good of a shooter guarder that we probably had, except for Matt Wallace. But Connor could guard shooters. One reason Connor could guard shooters so well is he wasn't a very good helper. So he would just stand next to his guy, and that helped. Now, with our new team, we've got guys that naturally are good defenders, good team defenders, and when you get that, and then they're very physical players, and so they think that it's like a pride thing to just run into the screen. And it's like, no, that's actually getting them an open shot. It's a strange deal. So we tried to work on avoiding screens and staying home on shooters, because Central's going to run a couple of their shooters off a bunch of screens. We're going to need to be able to guard it, because, you know, Justin's pretty good at it, because he's able to avoid contact on those screens, and he's so quick. He can guard shooters, but he can't do that for a whole game, because they just run him off a screen and screen. And he does so much offensively for us that we can't afford to have him guard those guys. So somebody's going to have to step up. Grant was unbelievable. He came in and really frustrated him. And, you know, they had some history, too, where they were in the, I think they might have been the state championship, and Teddy's team beat that high school, that Bettendorf. It was North Scott. Teddy's from North Scott, and then Cole Clearman's from Bettendorf. And so I think they met in the state championship, and I think Grant guarded him in that game, and I think the same result happened.
Well, that's good to know.
Yeah, absolutely.
Another guy that helped get you off to a good start, and it seems like you see this from a number of games this season already, Anthony Woods, with that driving to the bucket and getting some layups early in the contest, and really seemed to kind of set the pace a little bit and get you off to a good start.
Yeah, Anthony, he can be so good. Like, he has another level that other, you know, him and Devontae especially can go to another level energy-wise and really infect our team with that energy. I call it juice. And Anthony's one of those. And, you know, part of the reason is they didn't guard him. They sagged off because he doesn't shoot a lot of threes, or well, they shot one the other night, but he doesn't shoot many of them. And he's learned how to accept that and then figured out ways to score within that, rather than, oh, I'm going to prove to you I can shoot. Well, all you got to do is prove that you can't shoot. And so why not move around, get yourself closer to the goal, we'll set a little screen for you, and all of a sudden you'll get yourself a handful of layups. And then he's 9 for 10. What's he shooting, like 75% on the season? I mean, it's out of hand. He's having a great year. He's an excellent defender. You know, just a good kid and a good player. A good game the other night.
As you look ahead, you've got Central Missouri on the schedule Sunday afternoon, and let's just look a little bit about that matchup.
Central, I think, what are they, 6-1, 7-1? A little bit different than last year. They're talented, as usual. A lot of transfers, as usual. But, you know, I think with the way we defend some of their cutting actions, their motion, their screening actions, I think we should be able to handle them defensively somewhat. They shoot it really well, a lot better than they did last year. I think they're at about 45% from three, which poses a threat to us. And then defensively, they're pretty basic. They essentially don't let you use the ball screens, and then you know, try to get up and pressure you a little bit.
Earlier this week, the NABC Top 25 poll came out for the week, and you move up another spot to number 2 in the nation. And talk a little bit about that. I know it puts a target on your back if there wasn't one already, but what's being ranked 2nd in the nation mean to you?
Well, it's just a little goal for our guys to strive for. We try to really preach the process, but when you preach the process, there has to be some type of result that you're reaching for, and not that you think about that result all the time. But it's good to have those little goals. And so one of ours early in the season was to get to number 1, was to work our way into that spot at some point. I don't know when. I don't know when it's going to happen. I think eventually it can. Just got to continue to win games. And even if you drop one, you can still work your way back up to number 1. But it means a lot for our program for where it's come from. As far as the bullseye on your back, you know, I always tell our kids, and, you know, my thing with that is if you don't want the bullseye on your back, then don't play for Northwest basketball, because you're going to have one on there. And so we've lived with that for, 5 years now, and we enjoy the target. We love it. Bring everybody's best shot, because that's only going to make us better for the postseason.
After Central, you go into finals week. You've got a little bit of time before then a trip down to Tahlequah to face Northeastern State, and then you've got the Christmas break at that point. How do you handle the finals week, the way the schedule kind of shapes up a little bit, and then Christmas break and all, to try to keep the team sharp, ensure the team will be sharp when you come back out of all this?
Well, we make sure that everybody gets good grades first off, so we really want to focus on those finals and make sure that they're doing well on those. And then outside of that, just maintain your rhythm, keep practices fairly short and sharp, and do some conditioning at the end, and that seemed to help us. I think we learned last year we lost – We lost two games going into Christmas last year, and hopefully we learned from that, and hopefully I can enjoy my Christmas break this year. Hopefully my family can too, so that I'm not in a bad mood the whole time watching film. So our objective is to win those games, and we're gonna compete for them.
All right, Ben, thanks a lot for being with us.
Thanks a lot, John.
And that's Ben McCollum, the head coach of the Northwest Missouri State Bearcat men's basketball team. We will continue to talk men's basketball as Devontae Mosby will be joining us. Devontae coming off a good game this Tuesday as well and hitting a milestone. We'll talk to Devontae about that and much more coming up right after this on the KXCV, KRW Bearcat Coaches Show.
Support for today's game comes from Tri-State Ford Lincoln on South Main in Maryville. Tri-State offers the region a selection of new Ford and Lincoln automobiles as well as pre-owned vehicles. More at gotristate.com or at 660-582-3677.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Pizza Ranch at US 71 and 1st Street in Maryville. Pizza Ranch's buffet is open daily and features pizza and fried chicken with all the trimmings, plus a salad bar with dessert and ice cream. More in-store or at pizzaranch.com.
Support for today's game comes from Compass Dental Group in Maryville. Doctors Bruce and Teal Twaddle and Dr. Brian Vierteller provide braces, implants, same-day crowns, and general dentistry. More at 660-582-2273 or at compassdentalgroup.com.
Bearcat radio broadcasts are brought to you by Championship Motors in Maryville across from Walmart. Championship offers late model pre-owned autos and conducts vehicle searches upon request. More at championshipmotorsllc.com or 582-8800.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Nottoway Valley Bank, with online banking, including remote deposit using your mobile device. Right Bank is right at your fingertips, or at nvb.com, or at any of their 8 locations.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Carson's Sports Grill, located on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch or dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. Find more at 660-582-2699.
Welcome back to the KXCV KR&W Bearcat Coaches Show. We'll be joined by Devontae Mosby from the Bearcat men's basketball team. But before we have Devontae talk to us here, we have another giveaway, and I have to essentially apologize on the last name here. Kind of a tough time to pick off the last name with the writing, but I'm pretty sure it's Sharon. So if there's a Sharon here in the audience, and hopefully there's not more than 10 or 12 Sharons here, but come over and see Ryan over to our left here and pick up your prize. It might be R-A-M-M. I'm not positive on that, but if Sharon's here, you've got a prize. I'm waiting for you from Ryan here. But Devontae Mosby with us, and Devontae, first of all, let's just talk about a milestone you hit this past game Tuesday for your collegiate career, breaking the 1,000-point mark. Congratulations on that.
I appreciate it. That's pretty cool. I kind of forgot about it. You know, you're grinding every day, and you're just trying to get better. It was kind of a pleasant surprise hearing that over the timeout. I don't know. It's just like something cool. Obviously, personal points are never really ever personal points. You know, it takes a team effort, and honestly takes so many people in order for you to get to this point, all the way from, you know, growing up on the playing on the playground. So it's a cool thing to have, but I mean, obviously the team win is the main thing. So
how much fun has this season been so far? 8-0 on the year, and went over Missouri Western on Tuesday evening, and just some big wins in the non-conference portion of your mm-hmm. schedule. How much fun are you guys having right now?
Oh, we're having a ton of fun. The coolest part is that we're staying focused on the process, and we're getting better while we're doing that. Beating Augustana, obviously, this is a great thing to do. It felt good to kind of get that out of the way and get that off your chest after last season. But it's been a good non-conference, and I think we're getting to where we need to be going into the thick of conference. So.
When you see you come into the ball game, it seems like you really raise that energy level when you come out on the floor. Just talk about the role you have on this team and how you see your role with the Bearcats.
I just try to be a spark plug. I get to sit and kind of read how the game's going, and I think when I'm put in, I'm expected to kind of fill different gaps. And luckily, I have a skill set to where I can do that. I can fill different holes, but I think my role on the team is just to be an energy guy and just to be me, basically. And I think that's what I've built my game on, and that's what our team needs.
It really seems, too, that the way this team is made up, whether you're a starter or coming off the bench, the minutes are there. Regardless if you're part of the starting five, right. You know you're going to come in and get your minutes every game.
You definitely can't count minutes, but all you can do is just focus on what you can do. Coach says focus on your 1/5, and if you're lucky enough to be one of the five out there, all you can do is focus on what the task is at hand and not necessarily, you know, how much you're going to play, and just do your job, honestly.
And as far as the looking at the conference schedule coming up in Boca, that's ahead of you, but so far so good right now, picking up a couple big conference wins. And what do you see as some things this team needs to do to continue to have success as you go into the conference season?
I think our focus needs to be on bringing effort and energy every day, and not relying on our talent and the natural abilities that we have, given the pieces that we have on the team. There's kind of that saying that only you can stop you, and I think that's a big part of our team. We need to look in the mirror every day and still be hungry for our goals and what we're trying to accomplish. And I think that if we do that and we focus on the process, I think the things that we want will come from that.
I know we've had you on the program before, but you might talk again about the decision to come to Northwest Missouri State, transferring from Williamsville. What were some of the reasons you wanted to come and be a Bearcat?
I really just fell in love with the culture here, and it extends far beyond basketball and the college, but in Maryville in general, it's just a very homey place, and a place where you can just plug in and feel like you've been here from the start. So I really enjoyed my time here.
I know all the athletes are pretty close regardless of the sport. As you work out, the gym's kind of a small space, and you share some locker room space and different things as you come in and go. Right now, as you're practicing basketball inside and it's nice, and you see the football guys come in after being out during the cold, you guys kind of rub it in a little bit.
We try to stay as positive as we can with them, given the fact that we are super glad that we're not heading out the door and they are. But it's all love in the locker room. We pass through their locker room all the time. We wish them luck as we head into the gym. And we try to pick them up as best we can, but they know what they're doing. They're awesome, and they're tough dudes. So I don't know. It just kind of comes with the sport.
All right. Well, Devontae, thanks a lot for being with us. And again, good luck on the rest of the season. Off to a good start, and look for good things the rest of the way here.
Thanks, sir.
Devontae Mosby with us from the Bearcat Men's Basketball Program. We'll be back and wrap things up right after this timeout from Carson Sports Grill in downtown Maryville.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by Younger Auction Company. Auctioneer Mark Younger and his team simulcast online live auctions in all states. Younger Auction Company specializes in real estate, farm equipment, collectibles, and antiques. More at youngerauction.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the Bearcat Booster Club, impacting every Northwest student athlete by providing a source of funds to improve athletic equipment for teams and programs. Membership information is available at bearcatsports.com.
Support for KXCV KRNW comes from Maryville Glass and Lock, offering automatic entrances, electronic security systems, as well as service and repair locking, hinging, and closer hardware. More at 582-3131 or in store at 5th and Buchanan or at MarylandGlassAndLock.com.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Shelter Insurance, providing coverage for auto, home, life, and business, 24 hours claims assistance, and insurance reviews. More info is available from Shelter Agents Dave Weigel of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, Jody Nelson of Savannah, and Larry Olinger of Mound City.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from SSM Health, St. Francis Hospital, Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Services, offering services from athletic training to physical therapy to total joint replacement. More at SSMHealthSt.Francis.com.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Carson's Sports Grill, located on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch or dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. Find more at 660-582-2699.
The KXCV KRW Bearcat Coaches Show is where you wrap things up. Again, coming up this weekend, a busy weekend along the radio network as well as KXCV KRW. We've got football on Saturday, Northwest and Ferris State. That's a 2:30 kickoff from Bearcat Stadium. We'll be on the air at 1:30 with Bearcat Game Day. And then Remember, the basketball games that are on the schedule for Saturday have been moved to Sunday due to the football. So it'll be a 1:30 start for the women and 3:30 for the men on Sunday afternoon. That'll be a heck of a matchup with Central Missouri.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, it always is so many battles between Northwest and Central, you know, and kind of like what we talked about earlier, all the history necessarily doesn't mean anything to the current players. They just want to win that game that day, which they will do on Sunday, but so much history between the two programs, it's always enjoyable to see a Northwest Central matchup.
Another one of those weekends where if you're a Bearcat sports fan, you can't beat it.
Yeah, absolutely, especially with it being at home.
That's right, sure. That's right. All right, thanks to everyone involved with our program here this evening at Carson Sports Grill. We'll be off, I believe, until maybe January 11th with our next program due to finals week next week, and then, of course, hopefully a matchup down in Kansas City next Saturday as well, if all goes well. And then, of course, the Christmas break. So back first part of January with another show from Carson Sports Grill here in downtown Maryville. Again, for Matt Gorder, also Ryan Elliott, I'm John Coffey, and so long from Carson's.
Hi, friends. John Jasinski here, president of Northwest Missouri State University. And I'm